Welcome to Flaunt Performance Podcast, the show for the voluptuous runner. Our motto is all bodies are built to run. This may sound crazy to some of you training aficionados out there, but I hadn't picked up a jump rope to train since, I don't know, maybe childhood gymnastics. But after watching this woman and being inspired by this woman, Bernadette Henry, I am now including jumping rope into my training routine. And oh my goodness, folks, I just finished jumping. I did some jumping, I did some squats, and every weakness I have in running can be found in my jump rope routine. Every weakness, and I know every weakness that I have in running is going to be improved by just jumping rope, because I've noticed that I'm not picking up my feet high enough with my running because I wasn't picking up my feet high enough in jumping. It's just amazing. And it's an improvement that has just started already. And I just included jumping about 2 weeks ago. I already see an improvement in my running. Folks, if you do not know about Bernadette Henry from Make It Fun NYC, this is going to be a treat for you. Even if you do know about her, this is going to be a treat for you, because this woman is, wow, I said amazing all through this interview. And that's because I was so amazed. And I know you are going to be amazed too. So now let's listen to Bernadette Henry. Welcome to the show, Bernadette.
Thank you so much.
This is, and I said this before the show started, this is an honor that you're on the show, because you are getting it on those ropes. I mean, getting it. It seems like this is from somebody who does not have any coordination at all. How can a beginner with no experience ease into jumping rope?
Basically, it's just a matter of, you know, someone teaching them the proper form and the proper way.
Okay.
And as long as somebody teaches them the proper form and a proper way, they can definitely ease in, you know, a little slow and kind of just take it one step at a time instead of trying to, you know, rush into everything and hurt themselves.
What's proper form? And would there be a different form for plus size? Because our audience is a plus size running audience. Would there be a proper form for plus size women versus, for lack of a better term, the general population?
Well, basically, no, not really. It would be the same for both. Basically, it would be making sure that the rope is a proper length, making sure that your body is erect, jumping on your toes, breathing in and out the nose, breathing in the nose and out the mouth, jumping high enough to clear the rope, making sure that the elbows are at the sides, using your wrists, your forearms, and your forearms are a bit below your waist level. I would say it's the same form. Now, when you start to do maybe some tricks and things of that nature, it may change a little, but it's basically the same form.
Now, you said jump high enough. I think that's my issue with the jumping rope.
No, listen, high enough to clear the rope.
Okay, so high enough to clear the rope.
Right.
But if you're jumping too high, are you prone to specific injuries?
Yes, if you're jumping too high, then you're prone to hurting your ankles, your knees, and you're basically not going to have the energy and the stamina to actually keep up with the whole workout. So this goes for the general population as well as the plus size population.
Okay. All right. So I'm just starting out and I'm using the rope. How do I know that I'm jumping just high enough to clear the rope?
Well, basically, the rope is like a little thin wire, depending on which rope you're using. So you're just basically jumping high enough to clear that. Like, you're not jumping over a box, or you're not jumping over, you know, a water bottle or something that's high. You're just literally jumping high enough to clear that little wire.
Okay. And I saw on today, I went on Instagram and I was scrolling down and you mentioned that jumping rope can help improve upper body strength. And I was like, okay, I need to really, really hear about this because I never even thought about that. How does it improve upper body strength?
Okay, well, in general, jump rope in general basically helps with every part of your body. So it helps with your shoulders, it helps with your biceps, your triceps, your wrists, your legs, your core. It basically helps with everything. But right now I'm using a jump rope called Cross Rope. And their jump ropes are a series of heavy ropes. So it starts from the 1/4 of a pound, and then there's a 1/2 pound, and then there's a 1 pound, and there's a 2 pound rope. And I just started using, matter of fact, I'm sponsored by them, but I just started using that rope system like 3 weeks ago. And without even doing any push-ups, pull-ups, weight training, I see the difference in my upper body because jumping with the weight, with the weighted rope, and the difference between that and a regular weighted rope is that not only are the handles weighted, the rope itself is weighted. Mm. So when I'm turning the rope, I can actually feel my wrist working, my forearm, my bicep, my tricep, my shoulders. Like, it's literally sore. And like I said, this is the third week that I've been using the ropes in a program, and I have like definition in my arms. I'm just like, wow, okay. So that's how that rope has helped. And also too, with the different levels of the ropes, I know like with the 1 pound rope before, I could only do like a basic bounce. So like how you would see like a little girl jump mm-hmm. in school. Mm-hmm. Now I'm able to actually jump like continuously without having to take that break, because my upper body is getting stronger.
And how long did it take for your upper body to get stronger?
Like I said, I've been using these ropes literally for 3 weeks. This is like my third week using this system.
So you're just now feeling that strength. That's amazing. In three right. weeks.
Right.
That is absolutely like I said, that's amazing.
Just with that rope system. But with any general rope, you're still definitely going to get, you know, some definition in your arms. Because like I said, jump rope is not just for losing weight, but it's also for toning the muscles in your body.
Can, and I know you do online training because you're in yes. New York. Everybody, you yeah. hear her accent. She's in New York. I probably sound like I'm in Mississippi, but she's in New York. Can a beginner get better just by watching you online?
Yes, they can. As long as they are listening to the tips that I give. And I also have a few tutorials on my YouTube channel. I'm actually going to come out with some, you know, newer and better ones. But as long as someone's listening, and to be quite honest, I've actually been on Instagram since about maybe 2012. And a lot of people have started jumping rope just because of me.
Wow. Wow. So you're like pioneering. And it's crazy because when you think of jump rope, it's like so old school. It's so traditional mm-hmm. when it comes to working out, but you've brought it back and made it cool. How does it feel to be a pioneer in this?
It feels good. It definitely feels good because, you know, in the history of jump rope, basically jump rope is glorified either in the schoolyard or in the boxing gym. Mm-hmm. So there was kind of no medium in between. And basically what I did is you see the extreme jumpers that's doing a lot of flips and tricks and turns. So basically where I bridged the gap is I made jumping rope look simple enough for the average person to do it. And if you've noticed, or I don't know if you noticed, if you just started following me, but just through the years since 2012 on Instagram, there's been all kind of people that's been jumping, whether they're big, whether they're small, whether they never in their life picked up a rope since like a kid, like all kinds of people in different countries, different states have just been inspired just because it's like, wow, not only are you getting these benefits of the rope, but you're having fun and people are losing weight. People are increasing their conditioning. So they see it as more than, a working out tool.
You mentioned conditioning. We mm-hmm. are talking to runners right now. What kind of conditioning can they expect from picking up that jump rope?
Basically, with running, first of all, let me tell you that jump rope, for the most part, can be a little better. Actually, what happens with jump rope is that you can get the same benefits as jumping, but in less time. So actually, I'm sorry, with the jump rope, you can get the same benefits of running, but in less time. Because with jump rope, you're actually using your whole body. So you're using everything simultaneously. So your arms are doing one thing, your legs are doing something else. Then you have to concentrate on your breathing and conditioning. Because if there's somebody that's brand spanking new to jump rope, pick up a jump rope and jump for 30 seconds and they're like, they're winded. Because jump rope takes so much out of you. So, you know, if you ever heard me say it before, 10 minutes of jump rope is equivalent to a 30-minute jog on a treadmill at 6.5 miles an hour.
Wow.
So yeah.
6.5 miles.
I'll repeat that again.
What?
Yeah, I'll repeat that again. 10 minutes of jump rope is equivalent to a 30-minute jog on a treadmill at 6.5 miles an hour.
Wow. If you do 10 minutes, is that's about 3 miles.
Wow.
That is absolutely amazing. But how does that work? Because you're not doing the same move as running. You're basically jumping up and down. How are you getting that same conditioning?
Because jump rope is more complex. When you're running, for the most part, you're basically using your legs. Your arms are moving, but you're basically using your legs. Now, when you're jumping rope, you're using your legs. You're using your arm. You're using your core. You're using your back. You're using every part of your body to maintain that run. And when you're jumping, everything has to work mm-hmm. together, but separately. So, for example, if somebody's jumping rope and I tell them to jump the regular way, and then I'll say, okay, do a jumping jack now with the jump rope, they totally kind of trip up and flip up and mess up. But it's because, like, your arms and your legs and your mind and your breathing, you're doing so many different things at the same time when you're jumping rope. And that's why jump rope is more complex than running.
Wow.
Because it's more difficult. Like, running, for the most part, can be easy. But when you're jumping, that brings a greater sense of coordination. And if you don't have that coordination, like, if you don't have the coordination to jump over the rope, guess what? You're going to trip up and fall.
And running,
when you're an athlete, of course, you're going to use your arm to kind of pump. But if you get tired, you might just drop your arm to say, hey, I don't feel like pumping my arms no more. But it's like when jump rope, in order for you to be effective, you have to continually turn the rope and jump over that rope.
And as you're talking, I'm thinking about geriatric people, you know, people who are older could be using jump rope as a means for mental coordination, mental clarity, because you do have to do so many things at once.
Right.
That's amazing. Why? Now, this is probably, you just said this, but why do you think, or why do you know jump rope is used as a form for training for virtually all sports?
Why? Because, like I said, jump rope is good for all sports because jump rope includes the eight principles of physical fitness. So in jump rope, you're getting cardio, you're getting your stamina, you're getting strength, you're getting flexibility, you're working on speed, you're getting agility, balance, and coordination. So all of those things are working at the same time when you jump a rope. And if you look at like boxers, MMA fighters, football players, basketball players, every athlete uses jump rope because it's like the greatest conditioning tool. There's no tool that would get you the results that jumping rope can get you. And I actually boxed for a little while. And when I first got in the ring to spar, I was just like, oh my gosh, like a 3 minute round was traumatic because you had to kind of move and you had to punch and then you had to block and do all of that at the same time. And then, you know, when you're new into it, your mouth is open, so you're not breathing correctly. And it's just like, wow, okay, this is why boxers run and this is why boxers jump, because it works for endurance and conditioning.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. How long should somebody be jumping? How long should a runner be jumping to get that full conditioning? You said 10 minutes will get you about 3 miles. But if somebody, just say somebody is training for a half marathon, how long and how many days should they add jump rope into their routine?
Well, I know that, you know, training for a marathon it takes a lot of work. But I would basically suggest maybe doing it maybe for 10 minutes at the beginning of your workout and then maybe 10 minutes at the end of your workout. Or kind of use it more or less in the off season, because, you know, training for a marathon is already strenuous enough. So I would basically say use it like in the off season. Like many athletes, except for boxers and MMA fighters and things like that, like basketball players, football players, for the most part, they'll use jump rope as part of their off season training. So that when they're actually practicing their sport, they kind of concentrate on the other things.
Okay. Now, you were jumping very soon after giving birth. You just had a baby. And you gave birth through a C-section.
Yes.
Were you able to go to jumping so quickly because your body was already conditioned through jumping?
I would basically say that because what I did, I did start 6 weeks after I had my C-section. And basically, it's about proper form and listening to your body. You know, like I said before, jump rope, a lot of people see jump rope as high impact, but it just depends on how you make it. So like when I'm having fun and doing all the things that I like to do with the jump rope and dancing to the music, that's for me more of high impact, because now I'm kind of, you know, jumping hard, I'm jumping fast, I'm just having fun. But right after I had my baby, like 6 weeks after, I basically jumped like the proper way. So I'm jumping high enough to clear the rope. My feet are barely leaving the floor. I did like maybe 1,000 jumps a day. Like I didn't do anything strenuous. So you didn't see me out there like doing like the crazy fun things that I like, because at the end of the day, C-section is a serious surgery. So basically just doing things the right way and taking it slow and easy.
How long does it take somebody to be able to do those moves you do?
I guess it really, really depends. I can teach people, like, I teach people really quick. So it just depends on instruction and, and form. But it doesn't take that long at all. It's just a matter of a person, you know, having their coordination together. Now, as far as jumping to music, how I do, that part would take time. Like, that's taken me, you know, years to develop, and I still work on that, you know, on a daily basis. But as far as doing tricks, I mean, I can teach anyone, and it's not hard at all. As long as you have like the proper instruction, you can get it, because I've actually taught people through tricks.
Did you jump during your pregnancy?
Yes, I did. I jumped up to 27 weeks.
What? Mm-hmm. What? Were you ever scared that you were going to fall over the rope?
Not really. No, like it was just a matter of me modifying my technique. So like, I remember there was like one time when I was 7 months, I was actually doing like my, 360s, and I was a little like off balance, but, it was just a matter of modifying my form.
What do you think about when you're jumping? What gets you through your workout?
Oh, my music. So if you actually watch me jump, I'm actually it looks like I'm dancing. It looks like I'm having fun. And that's kind of what's drawn a lot of people to me, is because of my style. And it just looks like I'm having so much fun. So for me, it's having music. That's that's kind of what makes me stand out, or what makes me different from other jumpers, is that I actually look like I'm dancing, I'm having fun, I'm smiling, and people are just like, okay, is she working out or is she like just dancing and having fun? So for me, it's the music.
Okay, so you're a mom and you work and you train. Right. How do you keep yourself motivated to even get up and do your own workouts?
Well, I don't, because it's something that I like to do. So it's like I have to, like, basically for me, jump rope is not only physical. Jump rope is not only mental. Jump rope is emotional. So when I'm out there jumping, I'm focused on nothing but what I'm doing. And that's what keeps me going. That's kind of like my me time. That's like my reward or award to myself. That's what keeps me sane.
I am so appreciative of the fact that you just said your workout is your reward, because so many people see working out as a punishment. Oh, I ate an extra avocado and now I have to punish myself for working out. How did you get to the point where you started seeing your workouts as a reward?
Matter of fact, like the name of my company is Make It Fun. Make It Fun NYC. And it's because I make workout look fun. Like I always say that your workout, it shouldn't be a chore. So when you go to the gym, like a lot of us like live this healthy lifestyle. This is something that we live. And a lot of times when you feel like something is a chore or you feel something is boring and repetitive, you begin to like regret not going. So it's just like, okay, I don't want to go to the gym today. Like, I don't want to do this. So like for me, jumping rope and my style of working out, even if I'm on a treadmill, I've found a way to make my workout enjoyable to me. Like, of course, yes, I have to do conditioning work. Yes, I have to, you know, do functional training. Yes, I have to do weight training. Depending on what your goals are, it can't always be, you know, happy-go-lucky in a gym all the time as your goals change. But I've made my workout fun for me. So when I step into I prefer to work out in the gym. Like, that's just me. I have home, but home, my husband is home, my kids are home, my life is home. So when I'm in the gym takes me away from my life. It takes me away from me. So when I'm in the gym, I'm not thinking about my husband. I'm not thinking about my kids. I'm not thinking about what's for dinner. I'm not thinking about my job. I'm not thinking about nothing but just getting through my workout.
How is it emotional? You said it's emotional.
Yes, how is it emotional? Because it's like I'm having so much fun and I'm like concentrating on what I'm doing so much that it's like I forget about whatever's going on in my life. If I'm having a bad day, guess what? I could pick up my jump rope, jump, and I'm fine. Because I'm not thinking, it like puts me in another place. Because it's something that I like to do. So, you know, it's like, you know, I just have no choice but to be happy, but to be in that good mood. Once I put that music on and I start jumping, it's just like, okay, like everything just out the window. I totally forgot what was happening in my world.
Let's talk about apparel because, again, many of our listeners are plus size.
Right.
Sports bras. I could just imagine my breasts hitting my face. What kind of sports bras do you recommend?
As for me, I wear about 3 bras. So I usually wear a regular underwire bra, and I'll use like 2 sports bras. So I'll use like preferably Nike and Adidas. Like, you know, years ago I used to use Champion, but those are not really that, you know, supportive. But yeah, my preference, like I said, is a underwire regular bra and then 2 sports bras. I've also heard that Victoria's Secret have some good bras. I've never worn them. There's another brand I just can't think of on the top of my head. I hear that they're very good. I've never tried them, but I'm sure that it's good. But basically, you just want to have as much support as possible.
Did you hear that, ladies? Now, if some of you are not plus size runners, did you hear that she wears 3 bras? Most of us do. That's just how it goes. What other apparel items do you suggest plus size women have?
Well, it would go for anyone, but I would basically say you want to wear something that's not too loose and not too tight. Because if you have something, because jump rope, basically, you cannot be restricted. So you need to move your arms. You need to move your legs. If you have something too tight, of course, you're not going to be able to move your arms or your legs. But then if you have something too loose, it may get caught up in a rope and then you're prone to injury. So you just kind of want to have something on, like I said, that's not too tight and it's not too loose. So something like in the medium.
I was going to ask you about that because you were jumping right after pregnancy. You didn't wear a girdle or anything to jump?
No, I always wear something around my stomach.
Okay.
First, number one, it helps with the bounce because you don't want to, you know, have your stomach bouncing too. You know? So, and this is even without pregnancy. And also too, for me wearing something around my waist, it kind of, you know, it holds my pants up. So it holds my pants, serves dual purpose. It holds my pants up and it stops the jiggle in my tummy.
Let's talk about holding your pants up because you've lost quite a bit of weight. Yes. From jumping rope. Let's talk about that. Yes. How much weight have you lost?
I've lost over 50 pounds.
Woo! And this is just since the pregnancy?
No. This is like some years ago, but I've never been over 250 since that time. So basically, when I first came back from college, I did not know that I was fat. I just didn't know. And what happened was I went into Equinox one day and I was looking at the schedule and it said arrow jump, arrow box. I said, hey, is this a jump rope class? They was like, yeah. I was like, okay, cool. And at that time, I wasn't into eating healthy. I mean, I was young. I wasn't into eating healthy. I wasn't into functional training like push-ups, pull-ups, dips, squats. I wasn't into none of that. I wasn't into weightlifting. For me, it was just like cardio, cardio, cardio. And like maybe a year later, I dropped down to like 165 from like 250 plus. And I'm just like, wow. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. This was just from, I was a cardio nut. This was just from like running and jumping.
That literally. Is crazy. So you lost all that weight and then I guess you started toning because you added weights to your ropes.
You know what? No, this is like, I was kind of like new in the fitness lifestyle way back when. So like I said, lifting weights, eating right and stuff like that, that wasn't even on my mind. I think that part of the lifestyle came in like maybe 2003-ish. I started now combining jump rope with doing some weights, doing some functional training. But I think my best transformation was about 2012, 2013 when I, mixed, because, as you start getting older, your metabolism changes and you have to really now pay attention to your diet and things of that nature. And then I started becoming more of a, okay, not just cardio nut, So basically what I did is I still incorporated a lot of jump rope because I would never neglect my jump rope. But I also included a lot of functional training, which jump rope is functional training. So it was jump rope along with pull-ups, push-ups, dips, squats, and whatever other exercises that, the trainer had me doing. Plus I was lifting weights. Plus I was combining that with eating right. So with that, I didn't drop down to like 165 like I was before, but I came down to like a nice weight where if you combine that picture and the 165 picture, I look exactly the same. People can't even tell the difference except for the muscles. Like the muscles are just like, wow. So I always encourage people that even though like I love cardio, I love jump rope, also use body weight exercises as well as lifting if you can.
This is amazing, Bernadette. Tell us about your classes because we have listeners all over. So they need to find you online and sign up or go on Periscope. How can they get in touch with you?
Basically, I have my website. My website is going to go under a major reconstruction. But my website is www.makeitfunnyc.com. www.makeitfunnyc.com. Also, I'm all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, YouTube, Periscope, Snapchat, you name it, I'm there. They can find me at BERN April 20 or at makeitfunnyc. Or if they forget all of that and just put Bernadette Jump Rope on Google, I'm going to come up all over the place. So, I've done, quite a few things in media. I've been on the Dr. Oz show. I've done Tribeca Film Fest. If anybody's watching the latest Advil commercial, I'm jumping in the latest Advil commercial that just started playing about 5 weeks ago now. There's just so much about me that if you just Google Bernadette and Jump Rope, you're going to come up with a lot of different things online.
How are all these media outlets getting in touch with you? Via social media?
Actually, it all started with Dr. Oz. They saw my two YouTube video. So they saw my YouTube Tribeca Film Fest. That was actually like a referral. Advil, they found me via a video online. I think it was on Vimeo. Just basically seeing me online because I've been religiously posting online since about 2011-ish or so.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Bernadette. And I have been inspired. I know I'm going to pick this rope up because I want to mix some stuff up. And you mentioned that upper body and I have no upper body strength. So I really, really, I am going to pick this rope up and watch some of your classes and hopefully not break my neck as I'm doing this.
But yes, I teach online classes as well. So,
okay. So we can go to Make It Fun New York. Make It Fun NYC.
makeitfunnyc.com. Yes. And I'll definitely, have the information there.
All right. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.